A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Amazon is building again in Utah, and it should mean more new jobs and quicker deliveries.
A fulfillment center is coming to West Jordan. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, just finding out, those reports say that this new fulfillment center should go, expected to go, to the northeast intersection of Old Bingham Highway and Bacchus Highway in West Jordan. It'll be 1 million square feet and mean 800 new jobs. There are already 2,000 full-time Amazon associates in Utah. And the shipping center near the Salt Lake Airport focuses on the most popular small and mid-sized goods, while this new one in West Jordan will specialize in the larger items like bikes, kayaks, fishing rods, sports equipment, patio furniture, household goods, and pet food. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Tax reform discussions continue, and one idea could end up costing you more at the grocery store. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live at in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Kelly?
Tim, as you may know, state lawmakers have been holding a series of meetings to get the public's take on how to reform our tax structure. And one thing that's come up a lot is raising food taxes back up to about 5%. Now, that's controversial, with some arguing the poor would be hit hard. Senator Lyle Hilliard said last night they'd do something to offset it.
If their income tax is cut from 4.95 down to 4, they save quite a bit of money.
And many lawmakers would like to tax more services, like haircuts, to make up for the deficit in the general fund, which is mostly funded by sales taxes. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Summer heat is still persisting, upper 90s today, and then tomorrow we could hit our 10th day of triple-digit weather.
Wow, it's been pretty hot lately, mostly sunny skies. We're still not seeing a storm here within the next 7 days, and now it looks like our temperature is going to climb back up to the near 100 range for tomorrow afternoon. And it still looks like it's just going to remain very dry, very warm, with more seasonal temperatures as we head into the weekend and into early next week.
Grant says we could cool off a little on Thursday.
With those temperatures, teachers are making sure kids are staying cool. They say kids are so used to air conditioning that if their system breaks down, it can become a major distraction. Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says if one unit goes down, they'll crank up others until they get it fixed.
Sometimes those parts, because some of these systems are pretty intricate, you got to order a part that's got to be made specialty. So sometimes you might be without air conditioning for a few days.
He says they tell instructors to look for any potential heat-related problems once those temperatures reach around 80 degrees inside. They also can move students to cooler areas if they have to.
The Trump administration reportedly prepares a contingency plan. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump dismisses talk about a recession, saying Democrats are willing the economy to do poorly for the 2020 election.
I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well.
But reports say White House advisors are making tax cut plans if the economy needs a boost. And the president continues to blame Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for mishandling prime rate cuts, he says. Planned Parenthood is dropping out of the federal program to provide birth control to poor women, saying they cannot abide by new restrictions that prevent them from advising how or where to get abortions.
Our patients come to us because they expect the best information and health care available.
The CEO says they dropped out of Title X funding rather than submit compliance plans by Monday's court deadline. And Utah's Morning News goes in-depth on Planned Parenthood with ABC's Ryan Burrow at 7:15. And we have a developing story out of Brazil. A hostage situation on a Brazilian commuter bus in Rio de Janeiro is over. An armed man stepped off the bus, was arrested by police. He threatened to set the crowded bus on fire during a standoff. Police believe he may have mental issues. And New York police officer who choked Eric Garner 5 years ago has finally been fired. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We have finally seen justice done.
Daniel Pantaleo choked Gardner, who was selling loose cigarettes, prompting an asthma attack that led to his death. Pantaleo has been working in an anti-crime unit at the time of yesterday's firing. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A Florida teenager has been charged with making threatening comments in an online video game chat room.
15-year-old Adam Gazzetti told his mother the threat to shoot at least 7 people at his school was just a joke, despite his mom's pleas to sheriff's deputies.
He should have been treated as though he is a terrorist.
the teen was arrested. Adam Gazzetti has some company. Volusia County deputies in Florida arrested at least 27 students last year on charges of making threats against their schools. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The search continues for two missing firefighters lost at sea off the coast of Florida. ABC's Victor Akendo has more now from Jacksonville.
An offshore angler fishing bag was found 50 miles off St. Augustine. One of the men's wives posting an image of it, writing she believes they threw it overboard to say, "We are here, come find us." Authorities saying it is extremely encouraging and it gives them another area to look into.
It's still officially a rescue mission right now.